This is a Sichuan News Update. An intersection in Nanaimo's Old City neighborhood got a makeover this weekend. Community members came together to paint a new street mural at the intersection of Campbell and McCleary. The painting was supported by the City of Nanaimo in collaboration with the Old City Business Association. Local artist Sebastian Bood and his team spent the early weekend preparing the mural outline. And then on Sunday, July 5th, the community was invited to help bring it to life. 10-year-old Miriam, 5-year-old Evan, and their mom Julia were among the first families to show up and help paint a part of the mural. While Miriam never thought she would take part in an art project like this, she says helping with the mural was a good time.
I think it's really fun and good because it's gonna slow down the cars on this road. And like mostly every day of the school year, I walk on this road to school, so it's gonna be really nice.
Evan says he's been having a lot of fun painting with his favorite color.
Evan, how are you finding painting?
Good.
Would you do something like this again?
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Light blue and light green.
So are you super excited to be painting the blue part of this mural then?
Mm-hmm.
Miriam says she's going to be excited to walk past the mural every day on the way to school, knowing she helped work on it.
I'm going to be like really proud and really happy that we could do this.
Evan says he's going to be excited to see the mural when it's done.
How excited?
Like super excited.
Living nearby, Julia says she was happy to hear about the mural coming to the intersection.
Slowing down traffic and safety, especially during the school year with the kids walking to school. But I think it just also showcases this vibrant community that we live in. It's awesome.
Julia says the intersection at Campbell and McCleary has always been a problem, so she is happy to see this change.
We were lucky in that we can walk across sidewalks, but we have many friends that we would see walk across the road right here without a sidewalk. And it definitely was a concern.
She says the Old City neighborhood is a beautiful and wonderful community.
You don't really know until you are in the Old City how amazing it is. But this doesn't surprise me that we're having such an amazing community event, because when you live here and meet the neighbors, there's things like this that happen all the time.
With the community working to add bright pinks, blues, and yellows to the street, CHY spoke with Madeline Koh, active transportation project specialist for the City of Nanaimo. She says this idea for the mural came after the Nanaimo Old City Association went to council to request better speed management for the intersection.
There's a lot of concerns about speeding in the area. It's also a route for children going to the school down the street, so safety was really important. And they were interested in some creative solutions here to speed management, and some artwork was something that they had kind of envisioned along the way.
She explains having artwork along the intersection catches the attention of drivers and can remind them to slow down.
Kind of gives drivers a message that, oh, this isn't just a place for cars to speed through. This looks like somewhere that might be more for people walking. It just sends a different message than, say, a wide open road that really invites people to just speed as fast as they please.
She says working on a project like this has been a dream come true.
I've seen these kind of projects just throughout my career, even before I was at the city, unfold in communities like Portland, Oregon is somewhere where this kind of thing really started up, and something that I've been really inspired by for many, many years. So to see this happening today, honestly, I just can't stop smiling. It's so cool.
Jamie Brett Sine, Cultural Services Coordinator for the city, says adding street murals to intersections has been a popular trend in cities around the world.
Because one, it really is about the beautification of local neighborhoods, the beautification of the places you live. It really generates a lot of pride and love about where you live and why you live there. And then from a practicality standpoint, it's been shown to increase safety in intersections. People sort of slow down, they pay a little bit more attention. So that's obviously a huge bonus to putting in artwork somewhere.
She says she wants the mural to be a reflection of the community and something they can be proud of.
And so it's really special when you get community involved, because then you have this buy-in to the artwork. It's theirs. It's this partial ownership of the artwork where they care just as much about it, because it is a reflection of them and it is a reflection of their neighborhood. And it really is a reflection of their own pride in their neighborhood. And there is a huge amount of pride in this neighborhood. And so the artwork becomes a reflection of that, which is pretty special.
She says they worked with the Neighborhood Association and surveyed the community to help create this mural. Sebastian Abood is a local artist behind the mural. He worked with the Old City Business Association to shape the artwork. He also ran a workshop earlier this year to get feedback from the community on the mural.
We did. We did a workshop at the Bowen Clubhouse there to engage with the community and see what kind of characteristics and color and things we could incorporate into the artwork. We heard resoundingly that the community wanted a lot of color. And so that was the big deciding factor for how bright it is and how kind of fun it is. So
he says the design was also informed by the timeline for the mural and how they can include the community in the painting.
Yeah, just having the community, things are really fluid and shapes could move. They could scale if they had it to, and there was a lot. It was very forgiving of a design because we knew again there was going to be community involvement, and we had a fairly tight timeline to pull it off. So we only have about 4 days to do this.
He says he's impressed to see the amount of interest from the community to help get involved.
I think it's going great. I think it's exceeded my expectations. The color has worked out really well. The city's been really supportive, and the community seems to be having fun, and everyone's doing great. So it's a great success.
Finishing touches are complete, with the mural now on display at the intersection of Campbell and McCleary. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.